Governor Gavin Newsom's latest state budget proposes the elimination of two programs that provide seniors and disabled Californians with services in their own homes: the community-based adult services and the multi-purpose senior services programs. It also proposes reducing hours in the in-home supportive services, or IHSS program, by 7%. Clara Ramsey is a senior staff attorney with Justice and Aging. She says beneficiaries of these services will have to make choices between equally essential services.
7% represents real hours of service to all these individuals. People get a variety of services, so when you are cut by 7%, you make choices, and those choices are only bad. So you might be choosing between getting bathed and groomed and having someone get your groceries. You might be choosing between having someone be able to prepare a meal for you or getting out of bed. And these are serious, dangerous things to force people to live without.
Ramsey says these cuts to programs that allow seniors to live comfortably in their own homes will result in many seniors having no choice but to go to nursing homes. She says it doesn't make fiscal sense because keeping seniors in nursing homes is more expensive than keeping them at home with services. The proposed budget would also reinstate an expanded Medi-Cal estate recovery policy that existed prior to 2017. It would allow the state to seek repayment from the estates of deceased Medi-Cal beneficiaries who received benefits when they were 55 or older. For many beneficiaries, the only asset they leave in their estates is their home. Linda Nui is a policy advocate for the Western Center on Law and Poverty. She says when the policy was last in effect, some seniors refused to be beneficiaries of Medi-Cal, fearing their families would lose their homes after they die.
We heard many stories of older adults refusing to enroll in Medi-Cal or even disenrolling for fear the state will put a lien on the family home when they die. The last thing we need during a pandemic is a punitive rule that will cause older Californians to go without care and which exacerbates the racial disparities in intergenerational wealth transfers, as this targets the modest homes of poor communities of color.
Senior and disabled advocates are calling on lawmakers to reject the governor's budget. They're also calling for statewide policies to resume visits for residents at long-term care facilities. Raquel Rivera has a sister in intensive care, who will soon be transferred to a subacute unit where visitors aren't allowed. She says all facilities should allow a designated visitor per resident to provide support.
This is why we are here and pleading with CPMC to work with us and allow us to take the same safety precautions and follow the same safety protocols as their hospital staff, and just allow one designated family support person as a visitor. We are asking this because visitors are also part of a healthy social lifestyle for patients. We are social creatures, and in-person contact is essential because isolation can negatively affect mental and physical health.
The California Department of Public Health has recently issued a letter saying that health facilities may permit a support person to accompany a patient if this person is essential to the care of the patient. But Rivera says that facilities have been excluding visitor access for people in subacute and long-term care despite that. Lawmakers have to pass a budget by June 15th as mandated by California's constitution. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.